This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues. A search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS this morning. We're talking about the primary care and Hope Clinic and the services that they offer. They offer so much. And while we're talking about the primary care and Hope Clinic, we also remind you that this coming Saturday will be the Taste of Stones River at the Avenue of Murfreesboro, right in front of Belk Department Store. And we have several guests with us from the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. A young, youthful, slender Sean Gilliland is with us. How much weight have you lost?
This morning I was about 85 pounds.
You look great.
Well, thank you.
I tell you.
I feel good.
When you walked in, I thought the face looks like Sean, but the rest doesn't. You really look super.
And, well, thank you.
Congratulations to you. I know that is a real accomplishment. You climbed a mountain there.
It's been interesting. I won't say it's been easy, but it's not been all that hard. I mean, it's just being intentional about what you do, and you mm-hmm. know that.
Well, congratulations to you. Sean is the Chief Information Officer at the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, and you also brought with you a new behavioral specialist, a health specialist, Tom Wannemueller. Was I close?
That's very good.
Okay.
Very good.
And the Director of Development, Amy Loudermilk. Amy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Tell us, first of all, there may be some new folks in town who don't know what the Primary Care and Hope Clinic is. Tell us a little about
okay.
that.
Well, Bart, this is actually our 20th anniversary. May of 2012 marked the 20th year that the Primary Care and Hope Clinic has been in business. And we are an independent, nonprofit organization with the mission of providing primary health care to everybody in Rutherford County who needs it that's uninsured or underinsured. You know, usually when we talk about underinsured, we're talking about some sort of government health care program where they might be having a hard time finding a primary care provider. Or maybe they have a policy that's not very good, and they have a high deductible, and they can't afford it. And those are our mission. About half of our patients don't have any health insurance, though, and we try to provide as much primary care services as we can, which means obviously your medical services, but we've also incorporated a dietitian, or health and diabetes educator, and Tom is our behavioral health specialist, because we see that is a need for that goes right along with primary care, is those ancillary services.
Now, as we have been going through some economic challenges, have you seen your numbers increase? Have they started to level off yet?
We have, and I think there's plenty of need to go around, quite honestly, Bart. The Census Bureau estimates there are 35,000 people in Rutherford County without health insurance. Now, not all those folks are needy. Some of them may be choosing to not have health insurance and are capable, but a lot of those are at or near the poverty line. And because of the investments of our community, we've seen our numbers of patients that we can serve continue to grow, and we haven't, I don't think, hit that limit yet. You know, a few years ago, we moved into the new facility out on Old Nashville Highway behind New Vision Baptist Church, and that was really, again, the vision of people here in our community to help us get the land and the money to build the building, because we grew from, you know, virtually an 1,800 square foot space to 27,000 square feet, and you know, have been adding providers as we go to try to build those and serve as many patients as possible. And so I don't think we've hit that limit yet. I think there's still a lot of need out there.
Do you serve strictly Rutherford County?
Rutherford and Cannon.
Rutherford,
we do have some folks that come up from Bedford, and some even come down from Nashville, but the majority of our patients are Rutherford and Cannon.
Tom, tell us a little about what you do in the area of behavioral health.
Okay. Behavioral health is one of those terms that's sometimes confusing, and typically, you know, behavioral health and medical care, primary medical care, have been separate kind of services. behavioral health generally has meant something in the lines of counseling or mental health care, and that was a separate entity. If a patient went to see the doctor and they were having some kind of significant emotional issue or stress in their lives, then the doctor would refer them to a mental health center. And so the sort of a new move nowadays is this effort to bring mental health or behavioral health and medical care together in the same place. People are much more comfortable generally going to see their primary care provider, their doctor, their nurse practitioner, than they are going to a mental health facility. There's some stigma associated with that. People often recognize that they need some help, but there's a lot of fear in terms of going. So a lot of times people schedule appointments, but then they don't show up. So the effort in...
Is that fear or lack of money?
Well, probably both. Probably both. There are some good services in the community, and we try to tap into that. The estimate is that maybe 90% of people who go to see a doctor have some kind of behavioral care, behavioral health issue that needs some kind of attention.
That would include me and you, Bart.
That's right. I'm thinking about all of these things as you go through this, Tom, and I'm thinking that whenever you see your physician, often the things that you have concerns with, they say, well, now, that could be brought on by stress.
Right.
It seems like everything could be brought on by stress.
Exactly.
And that's what you're helping with.
Exactly. We live in a highly stressful society. I mean, just driving in here this morning, coming down Broad Street, there was a guy in a big pickup truck that was following me, and he was right on my rear end. And, mm-hmm. and I could find myself getting stressed about that. Mm-hmm. And so, some people have a very difficult time. I've had a hard time dealing with that at times in my life. But
is that where road rage begins?
I think so. That's part of the road rage. But we have, people, need to realize that they have choices in many different situations. In that particular kind of situation, another situation I thought of driving in this morning was people on their cell phones.
That creates stress if you're near them.
Yeah, well, it's a behavior that is very dangerous for people, mm-hmm. but everybody does it. And so, at the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, we're trying to bring mental health and our behavioral health and medical care together. And people are much more receptive to having someone come in for a few minutes at the end of their session with a doctor and talk about some of the things that are bothering them.
Amy Loudermilk is also with us this morning, and she is the Director of Development. Tell us a little about what you do in that position.
My position is focused on getting the word out about the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, letting the folks in Rutherford and Cannon County know that we are here and that we provide quality health care to the most vulnerable in our community, the uninsured, the underinsured. I believe we provide the best care for our Medicare and Medicaid patients, and really my job is focused on spreading the word about that and supporting our providers by finding community support for the health center.
Mm-hmm.
And focusing on fundraising, and specifically, I've been focused lately on the Taste of Stones River.
And that's this Saturday.
Yes, it is. It is this Saturday at the Avenue in Murfreesboro from 4 to 8 p.m. It is a free event. It is a very affordable event, obviously.
Free is affordable.
Yeah, very. and so we hope that the folks in the surrounding community will come out and support us. We've got a lot of great vendors. You can check us out on Facebook with the Taste of Stones River, and there's also a website, tasteofstonesriver.org. go online and find out who our vendors are. WGNS is one of our media sponsors, and we really appreciate that.
We're honored to be there.
We'll have some great food. Sampling tickets are 50 cents a piece, and usually most samples take 1 to 3 tickets. A ticket is 50 cents. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a great kids zone, the Kids Fun Zone. And we sort of outlined that yesterday on our Facebook page. For $6, it's a wristband. Kids can come enjoy Papa John's Pizza. We've got a great facility here in Murfreesboro called Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. They're going to be providing some bowling lanes for the kids, Hawaiian shaved ice from Funky Monkey. Chuck E. Cheese is participating. They'll be providing us with cotton candy and chocolate cake. And then we'll also have balloon art, face painting, tons of games. Kids can come out and get a temporary tattoo. I know moms and dads love that. and there'll be a fire truck there. And this is all thanks to some great support from the Primrose School, the Children's Dentistry of Murfreesboro. We've got fire truck promotions and the Academy at Gateway. So, again, go to the website, see who our supporters are. We welcome more support, more sponsors for next year, be it media, a vendor, or one of our local companies in Murfreesboro.
The Taste of Stones River this Saturday. This
yes.
Saturday.
And that enables us, events like this enable us to do what we do mm-hmm. at the Primary Care and Hope Clinic.
Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. We're talking this morning about the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm just curious to know what has happened to the Dispensary of Hope.
Okay. Tell us about that. The Dispensary.
The Dispensary of Hope, you know, we don't own the copyright on the name Hope, and the Dispensary of Hope is an organization that is actually run by Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and for years it's been co-located in our facility there at the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. As I told you, there's a lot of need to go around, and the hospital has moved the Dispensary of Hope out to the old hospital building, what's still there on Bell Street. That's
mm-hmm.
right, and the dispensary is still located there. We still write prescriptions for a lot of our uninsured patients over to the dispensary, and they can go there and pick them up. And their services haven't really changed. They've just moved to a different location.
Okay, so they're over at the old location of the hospital in the new building next to the old hospital.
That's right.
Which isn't there
Which
anymore.
Is a vacant lot now, but the Bell Street building is still there.
Do you know where that is, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I just didn't know what happened. I knew they'd always kind of been together as a team. And
right.
Then one day they had just disappeared, and I didn't know where they went.
Well, that's where they are. And, again, we're still writing prescriptions over there and sending a lot of folks over there and still working as a team, just not in the same building.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And I think the hospital was doing that to sort of spread themselves geographically out a little bit more because there was a lot of need in that area, but since everything had moved to the other end of the community.
Right, and want to make it best use of their facilities as
mm-hmm.
possible.
Very definitely. 893-1450 is our phone number if you have a question or comment. Maybe you have been receptive of, maybe you've used some of the services at the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. 893-1450. Do you do a lot of the work of the health department, or do you share things with the health department? Or
we do share things. We sort of have different missions. The health department does we do similar work with childhood immunizations and women's health screenings and things like that. But the health departments typically have for years focused on preventative medicine and making sure people are getting those screenings and shots that they need. And that's a part of primary care, but we do an awful lot of maintenance. You know, I think when I was on the show one other time, we were talking about how it relates to your mechanic. And, you know, a good mechanic will want you to bring your car in frequently and not just wait till it breaks. And mm-hmm. and the same thing with primary care is that we want to provide that routine care to manage a person's condition. One of the reasons Tom has been so effective is that a lot of our patients have chronic health conditions, and statistics bear out that a lot of folks with chronic medical conditions also end up having some sort of behavioral issues with depression or anxiety that may come from that chronic medical condition. And so we have patients that have a lot of things going on, and they need that routine care. And that's what we do more so than what the health department does. There are some ways that we work together and other ways that our missions diverge.
Let's say a listener is thinking to themselves right now, I don't have enough money to go to see the doctor on a regular basis, and I really don't feel very good. Maybe I should wait and see if I feel better.
Right.
And we've had programs on the radio recently about that from physicians here in town. They say, don't wait, because sometimes if you're waiting to feel better, you just get worse and sometimes get to the point where whatever illness you have can't be corrected.
Right.
If somebody is in that situation, do they just show up at your doorstep at the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, and you can sort of walk them through what to do?
Yeah, sure, certainly. We do have a process like anybody, and if you are uninsured, we have a process where we can get you in immediately through our fast track program. Eventually, we're going to need to meet with our social worker, because one of the things we do and we're required to do is offer a sliding fee discount to all of our uninsured patients. And so that involves having that meeting with our social worker and bringing in proof of income and that sort of thing, so that we can get you assigned to the correct sliding fee scale category. But because of the fast track program, we can if you have something going on, we can generally get you in immediately and then schedule that after the fact. So we do want you to come in, and you know, nobody wants anybody to abuse healthcare and come in for the slightest little thing. But as you say, you shouldn't wait too long, because who knows that those symptoms that you're feeling aren't symptomatic of some larger problem that you need to get on immediately.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be right back with much more right here on WGNS. We're focusing on the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. Don't forget, the Taste of Stones River is this Saturday. Starts at 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening, right at the Avenue of Murfreesboro in front of Belk Department Store. 4 until 8 this Saturday afternoon. The Taste of Stones River. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And every one of us that ever came to play has to cross the bridge of fame.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Ellie Show with Brian Barrett is on weekday mornings, 5 to 6:30 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Board of Murfreesboro thanks the men and women of the U.S. military for their service and dedication to defending our country. Board of Murfreesboro is proud to offer special incentives to our servicemen and women on a daily basis. Board of Murfreesboro appreciates those who serve in the U.S. Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, and Air Force. Visit Board of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield today, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine, to black onyx, excite your mood and your wardrobe with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
WeatherEye.
We have plenty of sunshine in the forecast for today. Highs in the upper 80s with a north wind around 5. Tonight, mostly clear skies will drop to a low of 61 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 66.
This weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
This is Linda Hembry at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We love to get to know all of our customers, not just by their faces, but also by their names. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and online at WGNSradio.com means that you can listen to us anywhere. AM, FM, online.
That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars.
Welcome back. This morning we're focusing on the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, the great work that they do in the community. Our phone number is 893-1450 if you have a question or a comment this morning. 893-1450. Perhaps you have a medical concern and you don't know exactly what to do. 893-1450. And of course, when you are in that situation, that's another thing that causes stress. And you're just trying to think, how do I get rid of stress? Tom, are there ways to get rid of stress?
There are. There are many ways that we can all work on stress. Sometimes, you know, in this hectic pace that we set for our lives, that we often have times, for one example, is just saying no. You know, I'm sorry, I can't do that tonight. I'm already booked. Or even if you're not, you know, you need time to rest. And so saying no is an extremely important habit to learn. We often just say, oh, yeah, I'll be there, or okay.
What gets us to the point of feeling like we're obligated to say yes, and then we suddenly find ourselves, you know, stressful?
Yeah, well, it's an accumulation, I think, of everything that's demanded of us in life. I mean, work is stressful, family life is very stressful, and we forget to take time for ourselves. Or we want to please other people so much that we put them before ourselves, and it's extremely important that we take care of ourselves. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to, you know, fulfill the responsibilities that we have for work or taking care of our kids. And mm-hmm. over a period of time, that stress builds up, and people get depressed, or they get anxious, or they develop medical concerns. You know, hypertension, you know, is I think a stress related illness.
Now, for people who have more than stress problems, maybe they have a chemical dependency, or perhaps they may be bipolar or something of that sort, do you help in that area as well?
We do not provide treatment for some illnesses, some concerns such as chemical dependency or serious mental conditions that may need more intensive psychiatric assistance. But we certainly see people who come in and they're dealing with those kinds of issues, and maybe they've never really dealt with it. But it continues. I mean, substance abuse is a major problem in our society. And so people come in I think we can provide them an opportunity to address that issue.
Mm-hmm. And part of it, I think, is even diagnosing these conditions. Part of the benefit, again, of the integrated behavioral health is that you're not, a lot of times people will tell their medical provider things that they wouldn't tell other folks. And many of our providers tell us that sometimes patients come in and they have a medical issue, but really they're just wanting to talk. And they don't feel often fully qualified to have those kind of conversations. Mm-hmm. But rather than saying, I want to make you an appointment to see this other person, they can literally just step out, bring Tom into the exam room. So now behavioral health is not relegated to that dark, dimly lit room at the end of the hall with the fountain and the pan music playing. That Tom is actually able to go into the exam room where the patient feels most comfortable with their medical provider and start having those conversations and introducing, and Tom can do a lot of treatment and diagnosing from that position of comfort for the patient.
And Tom, would you say that is a way to release stress also, just talking it out?
Absolutely. Talking is so important because, again, people are fearful. We're all fearful of sharing our hidden secrets, our struggles, our pains with other people. And so to provide people an opportunity to at least begin talking about it and to, you know, not in just in passing, but you know, try to provide an environment where somebody really listens to somebody, mm-hmm. and tries to understand what they're saying, because I think deep within every person is this desire to do better, to deal with the problems they're having. But there are so many obstacles, so much fear. And so what I try to do is to sit down with a person, and maybe it's not a long visit. You know, when I go into the doctor's examining room, it may be 15 minutes. But to really listen and try to tap into that desire deep within people to change. You know, people want to change. People don't want to keep having hangovers, you know.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, they know that they need help, but they're fearful. And so I try to create an environment where they can feel comfortable and talk about these things, and then I can refer them if they're open to that, to a facility where they can get further treatment.
Amy, this Saturday afternoon at the Taste of Stones River over at the Avenue of Murfreesboro, 4 until 8, by the way, will there be an opportunity? I mean, what you said, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of good food, great things for youngsters to do, good family atmosphere, but will there also be an opportunity for people who are seeking help to learn what is available at the Primary Care and Hope Clinic?
Yeah, absolutely. What's great about our facility and our staff is not only are they our employees, but they're also our supporters, our main supporters, and some of our best volunteers. So the majority of our staff will be there helping with the function, and folks will have an opportunity to meet who our providers are. They are going to be probably some of the busiest people there, but they are definitely open to meeting future patients, and I'm sure saying hello to their regular patients.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of volunteers, do you obviously you use volunteers?
We do.
How does somebody learn if they have skills that are needed at the Primary Care and Hope Clinic?
Oh, we all have skills that are needed at the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. Go on the website if you feel like you have something that you can offer the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, which everyone does. Like I said, please go to the website. There are instructions there. It's Hope, CLNC, that's clinic without the I's, .org. That's our website. And take a look around. Miss Christy Davis is our HR lady, and she was happy to take those phone calls, and we welcome the volunteers that want to come in. We've got some great help up in our front office. If you've got Spanish-speaking skills, Sean, help me out.
Well, and let me go ahead and throw out, since we're talking about numbers, the phone number for the clinic is 893-9390. And we do have folks that come in from time to time to do lots of different things, some with medical skill who want to volunteer as a nurse or a provider. We have a podiatrist in town who just came to us and said, you know, I want to volunteer some of my time, and comes out every few weeks and sees patients, has been doing a lot of diabetic foot exams and other things there. But then we have people without medical skills who want to come and help make reminder calls or do other things. We have to be HIPAA sensitive, so there are a lot of things that volunteers can't do, but we generally find jobs for everybody. Even have some folks that volunteer to come pull weeds from time to time and help maintain the ground. So we'll take any help we can get.
Our phone number is 893-1450. If you have any questions or comments this morning, 893-1450. We will continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us.
Now more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. Swap and Shop with Bart Walker. Weekday mornings, 7:50 to 8:10 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com.
United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Reeves and Drug Store is like no other pharmacy. From the moment you enter, you know that you will be taken care of. The soda shop offers healthy homemade sandwiches, soups, and treats. The post office has the most friendly and knowledgeable staff you will find. A compound lab where you can walk up to the window and watch our pharmacists make customized medications tailored for you. A gift shop with everything from natural skincare to sweet finds for babies, and of course, treasures for you. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit us at reevesane.com.
We have plenty of sunshine in the forecast for today. Highs in the upper 80s with a north wind around 5. Tonight, mostly clear skies will drop to a low of 61 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 66.
This is Sheila from Ryan Flowers and Gifts. We've been here in Murfreesboro for over 70 years. If you ever need anything for any particular occasion, please give us a call. We have items starting out at $35 for your funeral needs. We also have your tapestries, your angels, churches, books of love for anything that you may need for that special loved one who has passed on. Ryan's Flowers and Gifts is located at 117 South Academy Street. Our phone number, 615-893-7134.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. Visiting with us this morning, we have the CIO, Sean Gilliland, Behavioral Science Specialist, Tom Wanamuller, and the Director of Development, Amy Loudermilk. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And Amy, I understand you have more than one location. I didn't realize that.
We do. Our main location is, as Sean said, on Old Nashville Highway behind New Vision Baptist Church. And we just opened our Smyrna facility at Stonecrest. Mm-hmm. We also are present at the Franklin Heights community. We have Hope 2 there. And as well as our participation with the mobile health unit. So we go out on Tuesdays and Thursdays to several locations. You can find those locations on the website if you're there. We've been going out to several of our local schools and getting started on those immunizations that kids need for back to school. We have one of our nurse practitioners goes out with one of our nurses, and they administer well child exams as well as the immunizations. So again, we're in Smyrna, we're at Franklin Heights, and we also have our new Murfreesboro facility.
Let's go to the phones again. Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to call and tell your guest that I am a recipient of the care at the Hope Clinic, have been for a while now. And I just want to thank them for their professionalism. It's sort of like going to a dentist office and you have to save the needles, but I'm not afraid to go to the Hope Clinic. I look forward to going to the Hope Clinic. It is not only for the physical benefits as far as health goes, but just the camaraderie and the your staff, sir, ma'am, You have an exemplary staff, and I appreciate them so much. They treat me as a person, and they have love that exudes from them. And I just want to say thank you. This community has needed a place like this, not just a hospital, but something that a person can rely on when they can't rely on anyone else. And I just want to thank you, sir, for your staff. And I tell you what, y'all do a fantastic job. And I'm looking forward to my next appointment in October. So I appreciate you very much. And I just want you to know, you're in my prayers, sir and ma'am. We have to include both. Okay. And each individual that is there, they are magnificent. And I can't ask for a better facility. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And thank you for those very heartfelt words. looking forward to sharing that with our staff who aren't able to listen in today. And that is one great thing about the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. We have an amazing staff, some very, very learned nurses and healthcare providers that their dedication really is there. We've got folks that have been with us for 10, 20 years, and this just exudes their personality.
It really, Bart is a family, and I just appreciate him calling in with that. I am never ceased to be amazed about our staff and how they really buy into our mission. And you know, we all have jobs and everybody's doing something, and I know, Bart, the good work you all have done here for decades is part of your mission. And you know, the people at the clinic really see the work they do as God's work, and it shows through, I think, what they do, and I appreciate him validating that.
Oh, that last caller, he just said it all so eloquently. Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you today?
Just fine. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I just want to ask, and if y'all said it, I might have missed it. Do the Hope Clinic do anything with dentures?
With dentures? No, yes. Sir. We don't provide any dental services. However, we have a partnership, if you will, another one of these community partnerships with a group called Interfaith Dental. And they're fairly new here in Rutherford County. And they're out on near the Stones River Mall here in Murfreesboro, Interfaith Dental. And they are the dental version of the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, if you will. They see patients, offer a sliding scale for those dental care, and I believe they provide that service as well.
Okay.
And you, I don't have their number with me, but you can look them up or call our number, and we can get you in touch with them.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. That's on the road behind Home Depot, I believe.
Yeah, is it Robert Rose, I believe?
Yeah,
is the
I
name
think that is,
street.
Right, Robert Rose, and it's one of those newer buildings sort of across from Digital Planet, if people know where that is.
Right.
893-1450 is our phone number, and I was talking with one of the dentists who is there. He said that the companies who, I guess, make dental equipment, he said, they put in the finest, the latest solid-state technology that is available. And he said, it's better than what I have at my dentist office. He said, you go in there and you work for a while as a volunteer, and then you leave and you think, I need to get that too. That's really an awesome piece of equipment.
They've done a great job.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, Bart.
Good morning.
Good morning. I used to be a patient at the Hope Clinic. I got my disability, and so I could see a regular primary care and Hope Clinic. I meant primary care doctor. Well, when I called Tank and told him I wanted to keep my physician at the Hope Clinic, I seen Robbie. They told me I had to have a legit primary care doctor. I had to have a doctor instead of a nurse practitioner. Why would they tell me that?
I don't really know. I mean, all of our nurse practitioners are licensed to see 10 care patients. And, you know, about half the patients we see are uninsured, but about 40% of the other half are 10 care patients. We do have an MD, Dr. Angela Willis, who's part of our staff now. But you know, again, we have all of our nurse practitioners are also primary care providers through 10 care. We can try to help you work that out. Now, 10 care does assign a particular primary care provider, and you generally are able to change from one primary care provider to another. So if you're still interested in seeing Robbie, and she's another one of those that's been with us for I think 10 years and does great work, you know, we'd be happy to try to help you facilitate that. We have an office staff that does that, and you know, you bring up a good point. A lot of our uninsured patients, if they get to the point of having insurance, you know, really could go anywhere else, but a lot would decide to stay with us and continue that continuity of care, and we would,
we'd
love to help you do that.
All righty, thank you.
Okay.
Good luck to you. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. We will continue the conversation. We are focusing today on the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. doing a wonderful job here in the community. You're hearing that from people. And if you have used their services, we would love to hear from you, because there are people who, for one reason or another, haven't stepped forward and they need some medical attention, but they just haven't. You know, it's the fear of the unknown, I guess. And so hearing you say how comfortable it is to go there, how you feel that they're your family, that helps so much. We'd love to hear your story. 893-1450. The other day, I was out at Bell Furniture visiting with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris, and they were showing me some of the new additions that they have, and still more coming, by the way. It was amazing. The beautiful living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture that's available right now at Bell Furniture. Perry Bell proudly said, you know, we sell only American-made furniture. That speaks volumes. And you need to check out what they have. Before you go anywhere else, always go to Bell Furniture, at least to see if you're getting a better price. Why would you pay more? I mean, if you go to Bell Furniture, you're gonna save about half price compared to what the other stores sell for. And you're going to get the same quality furniture and oftentimes even better. We're talking about name brand furniture, bedroom sets, bedding, Jameson bedding. If you've been around here any time, you realize Jameson is the bedroom bedding company. They've been making bed sets since 1883. As a matter of fact, they are the ones who make the mattress for the Marriott hotels. And they have that one, the Marriott mattress from Jameson, the five-star mattress, half price every day at Bell Furniture. Why would you pay more if you're looking for a sofa, dining room table, anything, something for the media room? Check with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
We bring people who know you, and you know them. People like Truman Jones. Weekday mornings at 9, only on WGNS. AM FM, online.
Truman is standing in the wings right now. There's no telling what he has coming up next. That'll be right after us, right here on WGNS. This morning we are focusing on the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, and we want to remind you once again, this Saturday afternoon, something big happening at the Avenue of Murfreesboro. This Saturday afternoon, something super big. Amy, what is happening at the Avenue of Murfreesboro this Saturday?
The Taste of Stones River at the beautiful facility of the Avenue. If you go over by the Belk parking lot, around 4 o'clock, you'll see people lined up to taste all of the great things that we've got to offer with the Taste of Stones River. We've got, I believe it's over 40 restaurants that are going to be represented with some of their special fare. Folks will be able to sample that. Tickets are 50 cents a piece. Usually the entrees will go for either 1 to 3 tickets. You can enjoy some great stuff. I'm sure you remember last year the Chop House was one of our favorites. Not one of our favorites, but the community's. Lots of great things going on. We'll have the Kids Fun Zone, brought to you by Spacewalk Murfreesboro and Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. A lot of fun stuff for the kids to do for only $6. It's very affordable event, free admission, just the cost of the sampling tickets and the Kids Fun Zone. And it's for an even greater cause. So,
and Bart, I don't think we can get out without thanking a lady who's put the Taste of Sons River on for a number of years, and that's June Bilbo from Publix. She's
yes.
taken this on, and this is sort of her baby and her gift to the community, and she organizes this event every year with us. She does
you
great
know,
job.
I bet there are other Junes out there waiting to be discovered. She probably didn't come in to help you with the Taste of Stones River or the primary care with the thought of, this is something I'm going to be doing. It sort of evolved.
That's right.
And
yes.
and there's somebody out there, another June, waiting to help out, and they don't know it yet. So just come over. And if you would like to learn more about volunteering with the primary care and Hope Clinic, what do they need to do? What's the next step for that?
The easiest thing is just to first of all, if you just want to come by, again, our location on Old Nashville Highway behind the New Vision Baptist Church. And as Amy said, we opened a new site in Smyrna at the Physicians Building attached to Stonecrest Hospital. Come by. We'd be happy to arrange a tour, show you what we do, show you the good work and how we go about doing that. You can call and speak to our volunteer, our HR director, who also coordinates our volunteers, Christy Davis. And our number is 893-9390.
I want to say a special thank you to the Chief Information Officer, Sean Gilliland, for visiting with us, the new Behavioral Health Specialist, Tom Wanamuller, and the Director of Development, Amy Loudermilk, all from the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, three locations now. Is that right?
As well as the mobile unit.
And that's moving around everywhere. You can't, you never know where it'll be tomorrow. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing all that you do in such a loving way here in the community, the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking lawns and gardens. Anthony Tuggle with us. You have a super rest of the day.